Hello and welcome back to Vanguard Radio. This is Marcelo Sugdeo. For the show today, I want to touch on the announcement by the Defense Minister about increasing our capabilities for cybersecurity. Also, NATO is requesting that we send police trainers to Afghanistan. And we'll close with our latest game changers. First, a big thank you to our sponsor, Gap Wireless. Gap Wireless provides UAV hardware and software solutions for inspection, survey and mapping, and public safety. Learn more at gapwirelessonline.com. In order to properly equip to fight warfare in the 21st century, the Canadian Armed Forces will be looking to increase training so as to deal with cyber attacks. Also, it plans to recruit more cyber specialists, according to Defense Minister Harjit Sajjan. As part of the Liberal government's plan to increase the defense budget by 70% over the next decade, the armed forces will be given the necessary means in terms of resources to fight the cyber war and also to prevent online attacks. The minister said that the use of cyber technology in a military context is growing steadily, and as such, Canada must leverage that technology to maintain a military advantage. He went on to say that our forces need to be equipped with the ability to detect, organize, and identify cyber threats and be prepared to take appropriate action. The minister said that the government is committed to investing over the next 20 years in improving cyber and space aspects of defense in the Canadian Armed Forces. He also said that even though the plan is ambitious, it is quite achievable. The new defense policy, which was announced on June the 7th, outlines the plan to be strong, secure, and engaged by increasing the size of the military, as well as modernizing the submarine fleet and replacing the CF-18 fleet, along with other procurements. Investing in cybersecurity will be the way to go, since cyber attacks are growing with each passing day. For example, in 2016, there were over 1.3 billion records that were breached. This works out to be over 2,600 records every minute. For the data stolen, the highest amount, that is 35%, was in the technology industry, while over 11% was in the retail industry, followed closely by 11% as well in government. If you'd like to get some more information and stats on data breach, check out the infographic in our dashboard section on Vanguard. I'll place a link in the description below. Canada is considering a NATO request to send police trainers to Afghanistan, according to the defense minister. And this comes 3 years after the military mission officially ended. The request came from the US through NATO and could involve either civilian police trainers like the RCMP or military trainers working with Afghan police, a defense official said, according to CTV News. Sajjan says that Canada is looking at all aspects of support for Afghanistan. He went on to say that we are actually still committed to Afghanistan, and we've provided the funding, whether it's for development or salaries, for security forces in the country. Now, from 2014 to 2017, Canada committed $227 million in international development programs in Afghanistan, and $330 million from 2015 to 2018 in support of the Afghan National Security Forces, which include the Afghan National Army and the Afghan National Police. Last August, it was announced that Canada would devote 600 troops and $450 million over 3 years to a peacekeeping mission. The minister later toured several of African countries and said that he would announce the mission by the end of the year. That was last year. But now we are 6 months into 2017, and yet there is still no word on where it will be, according to CTV. The minister ruled out Afghanistan as a peacekeeping destination, but Richard Fadden, a former top civil servant at the Department of National Defense and former national security advisor to the prime minister, says that having shed blood and spent a great deal of money on the country, it would make sense to return. He said Afghanistan has deteriorated quite a bit over the last few years, and that he thinks if we are going anywhere to make a contribution, speaking broadly, to peace in the world, Afghanistan would be a good place to go, and there are not that many other places where we could make a difference that will not result in or being involved in a massive quagmire. The retired General Tom Lawson, a former chief of defense staff, says that he prefers Afghanistan to some of the African countries Canada could end up, like Mali or the Democratic Republic of Congo. Both would carry significant risk for the Canadian Armed Forces. Over the 12-year mission, 158 Canadian troops were killed, as well as a diplomat, a journalist, and two civilian contractors, according to a tally by the Canadian press. We are in the process of finalizing the June-July issue of Vanguard, which will feature an exclusive interview with the Commissioner of the Canadian Coast Guard, Jeffrey Hutchinson. In this issue, you can read about his top challenges, his focus and vision for the Canadian Coast Guard, and the most pressing needs with regards to procurement. Also, we are excited to announce the game changers for this issue. The first one is Barney Bangs, and he's the president and owner of Tolmer Safety Systems, Inc. They recently were awarded two multi-year contracts to provide inflatable life preservers to the Royal Canadian Navy. The second game changer is Dr. Mohsen Mohammadi, and he's the assistant professor and director for the new Marine Additive Manufacturing Center of Excellence at the University of New Brunswick. And this center was opened on May 25th as Canada's first research center for 3D printing for the marine and defense industry. And the third game changer is Colin Stevenson. He is the executive director for DefSec Atlantic. The DefSec show is the second largest in Canada in the defense industry and is the 12th DefSec Atlantic show that will be coming up in Halifax on September the 5th to the 7th. These three men have made significant contributions in changing the game within the industry through their innovative and strategic leadership roles. Be sure to read each interview in our print magazine and check out the full interviews as well on our website. That's all that we have for this episode of Vanguard Radio. Thanks again to our sponsor, Gap Wireless. Learn more at gapwirelessonline.com. Until next week, this is Marcelo Sugdeo saying thanks for listening.